Clock.
And then get everyone in and out here.
Okay.
The moment's away. sorry for my raspy voice. Clearly going through something right now. Puberty maybe. All right, we will call this meeting to order at 11 o'clock. And I don't think there's any need for introductions. I think we all are familiar with each other and we have no public here. Any considerations for late additions or changes to our brief agenda today? Okay, seeing none, we will move on.
Can I do a roll call?
Oh, yes.
Just for the record. Chair Ryan?
Present.
Vice Chair Benson?
Present.
Secretary Manning?
Present.
Member Templeton?
Present.
Member Thole?
Present.
Member Rutherford?
Meredith Roberts present for him.
Thank you. And Member Freitas?
Present.
Member Garcia?
Present.
And Member Feenan? Absent. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We will move on to oral communications. Any person may address Santa Cruz County Animal Shelter Board of Directors during the oral communication period. All oral communication should be directed to the items or issues that would be within the jurisdiction of Santa Cruz County Animal Shelter, but not on today's agenda. Board members will not take actions or respond immediately to oral communications presented, but may choose to follow up either individually or on a subsequent agenda. All right, that will move us on to regular agenda item 5, authorized allocation of trust funds for annex roof repair above the previously approved amount due to an unanticipated cost increase.
Thank you. We, as described in the item, we basically had received approval at the February 9th meeting to spend up to $28,000 from our B. Jean Adams Trust Fund to put a new roof on the annex building at the Santa Cruz County Animal Shelter property in Live Oak. And so we had that approved, but then we realized that we had to have the county go through the part of the process. And the county requires for these capital improvement projects to have a contingency and also wanted us to ensure that a couple of additional repairs were made and some additional flashing and remediation work was done when they had their inspector come out and check the building. And so that's gonna increase the cost of the project by $5,500. So this request is just to add an additional $5,500 to that allocation from the B. Jean Adams Trust in order for us to complete this work. And I really appreciate, first of all, everybody being here for this special mini meeting. By doing this, that will allow us to get this project moving ahead more quickly, since we've been waiting for a little while to get it done, and hopefully have it completed before we do our next animal balance spay-neuter clinic at the end of June. So that's why we decided to call a special meeting to make sure that this gets done. So I don't know if anybody has any questions about the project or any concerns.
I do. I'm looking at this really quickly. I want to just double check our math.
Okay.
because your, if you look on your the math that looks like came from General Services, it's showing a 10% contingency on this project at $331. That's a 1% contingency.
Not a 10%.
It's not a 10%
yep,
contingency.
You're right.
And I certainly would suggest, unless they have a 10% in the original base, and this is an increment more, but I just want to make sure we figured that out. And you have that contingency. Please don't spend it if you don't need it. But if we need to adjust this by more to actually give you a full 10% contingency, that is absolutely reasonable. And we would need to amend on the fly these documents.
Thank you.
This is what happens when you are a budget baby for most of your life.
And yeah, I apologize. That's
no
something
worries,
we
no
totally
worries.
Should have caught. I looked at it
well,
and I thought
this
that
is
doesn't seem right.
The estimate too. So I mean, and quite frankly, they report to me, so I will tell them that. Unless this is on the difference on the 25, which is even the right number. Because it could be like it's
that wouldn't be the correct number either.
It's not 10% of that mm-hmm. either.
You're right. You're right. And we should have caught it too.
So we're wanting to know a change in.
Yeah, I think we just need to figure out on the fly what would what is a decent contingency for you on this project. If it, if the project now is, let's just say it's 33. Mm-hmm. And if there's not, we, what we don't know is if there's a 10% contingency in the base. That's the question.
Let's see.
I don't want to give you too much more
it
than
doesn't,
you need.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a 10% in the base to me.
So let's just, let's do...
It's certainly not outlined that way.
Yeah, let's do, let's just add, whatever, 3,300 to this total.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a new total of... 33,444 plus 3,300. We're at 36,744.
Yep.
I'm looking at a real budget analyst.
I don't know how I can look at the.
It's. I think it's fine. I just want to make sure you have it.
Yep.
So we can do this a number of different ways. I could. We can. We can.
Got two other
accept
errors,
your recommendation with additional. Direction to add a $3,300 contingency and increase the appropriation amount accordingly.
That sounds like a motion.
Yeah. Does that sound good? So I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Want me to say it again? We're all good? Okay.
So it's a motion to accept
with the additional direction that we will add a 10% contingency of $3,300 on in addition to
The recommended
increment
for an addition, so that will bring the addition up to 8,800.
Yeah.
Okay.
And appropriate changes in your trust fund.
Yep.
Amounts.
Okay.
So we have a motion, and then we have a second. Also, Chief Freitas.
Freitas, okay.
Can we get a roll call?
Yes, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay. Passes. Get your new roof.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I think that is all we have for today. Sorry, I can let you close the meeting. I did want to just make sure that also make an announcement to remind everybody the next meeting will be June 9th at 11 a.m. Because of construction here and this room being booked, that meeting will be held at 500 Westridge Community Room in Watsonville because we couldn't get the City Council chambers in Watsonville on that day. So I just wanted to make sure everybody made note of that. It's 11 a.m. and there will be a closed session after that.
We may have to figure out something from us because that is a board meeting for me.
Oh, okay.
And it's a council meeting for the city centers.
Oh.
So we can maybe work through Helen. Is that the best way to do it? Just see if we can.
If we need to settle on a different date.
Because aren't we on the 9th?
We are on the 9th, but I want to make sure I have this on my calendar for the 8th.
Monday, June 8th?
Oh, it's Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you said the 9th.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I believe I said the 8th.
Then it was
Friday.
Yeah,
I said that wrong. Monday is the 8th.
If it's Monday. I just heard
mine is Monday as well.
Then I'm good.
Okay, great.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Right, and you'll send a calendar invite out. Clarifying that it's a Westridge.
Yes.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice to see everybody.